Music City, Nashville, Tennessee. Two verses and a chorus shy of a hit song. Here they are. It's Scott and it's Hino.
And the Music Road Show.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Music Row Show and our Music Row Showcase, our very first one ever. We're into our second hour now, and we're bringing in songwriters that haven't had the big acclaim as some of the hit writers we've had over the years, and these are great writers we've seen around town, and they just deserve to be heard.
That's right. That's right. And you know, we've been here for several years. I think I'm at 12 and you're at what, 14, 15?
Yeah, well, they say it's a 15-year town.
Right, so, right.
Any minute now.
And we've been out at the open mics and the writers' nights and the showcases, and we've just gotten to know a lot of these folks for years, and it's like,
that's
wow,
true.
They're great writers. And you know, the simple fact is only a fraction of a percent ever become
right.
hit songwriters of the thousands and thousands that are here in town.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that there aren't thousands of really awesome songwriters.
Yeah,
yeah.
So we've had people ask us in the past, you know, what else are you doing for the community? And this is, we talked to WSM and it was like, you know, we want to at least once a month do something that kind of shines a light on them.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. So we each picked a couple folks to bring in tonight, and one of the folks that I invited is Ryan Bazzari, who's joining us right now. I seem to be picking my wife's co-writers tonight. Is kind of what happened.
Is that it?
That's kind of what happened here tonight. You know, yeah. both of these folks are familiar.
Who should I pick? I'll tell you who you're gonna pick.
Exactly. Wait a minute, you were there? Oh. No, that's not true. But Ryan is a great songwriter. He's had a little bit of success so far. You know, he's had Rodney Atkins cut. Eat, Sleep, Love You, Repeat,
mm-hmm.
which is a fun song. I love that song. And but you know what? He needs more of that.
We all do.
And he's going to be coming up to the mic here any minute now.
Well, he has a great album called If I Was a Song, and his website is RyanBizarri.com.
That's right.
And it's a pleasure to have him here.
Hey, Ryan.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Welcome to the Music Row Showcase.
I love your shirt. That is one fine-looking shirt right there.
I had to steal this.
That is an old school. That was the first Music Row Show T-shirt we ever made.
Yeah,
that was like 10 years ago.
Hanging in my closet, waiting for this very day.
It looks like you even had it ironed and pressed. Wow!
I had it ironed and pressed. And
get on in that mic when we were talking.
Sorry,
I want to hear you.
Right. So yeah, just a special occasion. I really appreciate being here.
Oh, absolutely.
Cool.
So let's talk about when you first came to town, because there's people that come to town. We meet a lot of them that are young and kids, or young and single, and are okay living on people's couches and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But you moved here with a wife.
Yeah, I thought it'd be smarter to get married first.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
It's worked out pretty well.
Yeah. But talk about that's a whole nother.
You're right. That's
a whole nother level of commitment and pucker factor is what I like to call it.
And well, commitment from
your
wife.
First of all, I think there's a lot to it. But number one, you find the right wife. Mm-hmm. You know, the right woman who wants to be your wife. That's
right.
Important. Second, you know, you kind of have a built-in support system, morally, financially.
yeah.
But I think the challenge with that, probably looking back on it, was. Although we did meet a lot of friends who were married, who came to town as well, but mm-hmm. relating to the single guy sleeping on the couches was a little more, difficult. So yeah. That's okay. You know, cause I wouldn't trade it. I wouldn't do it any other way.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So yeah, our first year here was, going to all the writers' nights in 2003 is when mm-hmm. we moved here. Loved it so much that we decided we're going to stick around. So
yeah,
we had Taylor the next year.
Yep.
And bought a house, and here we are plugging at it still.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. And Taylor's actually a talented...
She's a fine singer.
Yes, she is.
Yes.
She is. Last time, I think I saw you at the Bluebird one time.
Yeah.
And you brought her up, and she did a number with you, and that was
she
awesome.
She made her debut at the Bluebird, like, when she was, like, what, a week or two old? Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, I brought her up on stage all bundled up.
What is she saying?
That day?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
And was it a cover or was it something that she'd actually worked out?
I think she is halfway into a song about then.
Okay.
Right, you know. Right.
But yeah, she's joined me on the stage quite a few times. And, you know, the other participants think I'm cheating when I bring her up. Because it's not fair, but
that
everybody goes,
it's
cute factor.
Yeah, I'm going to bring a puppy to the next
no,
one.
No, don't. Don't. Okay. They get mad at that.
Do they?
Yeah, because it's a restaurant.
Dang it.
I'll tell you a story later.
Down, all right. Well, so, Ryan, I alluded a second ago. You did have a bit going on here. About a year ago, you had a great Rodney Atkins cut. Tell us about
that. Thank you. I mean, it was, I believe it to be every writer's dream. I mean.
Sure.
Wrote it. With my buddy Walker Hayes, and a week later, Rodney cut it.
A week later?
Yeah. Well, how does that happen, a week later?
Well, it's rare, and I'll tell you what, the hard part about that is you hear all these stories about, oh, you know, don't get your hopes up, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So like, April through October, I was like, I didn't want to say anything, so I don't want to jinx myself. Didn't tell anybody, but I was playing it around, kind of letting some... Mm-hmm. Leaning some hints out. So, but yeah, I didn't really make a broadcast of it because I didn't want to jinx it. But so, yeah.
Because that was like your first big deal cut. Yeah.
That was it. I mean, it was the whole classic, everything that you'd want it to be. It was written, got the call, they're going to record it. Then I got the call, they're going to put it on the greatest hits record. And then we had to wait through the summer. Walker came to me one day in the middle of July and said he was singing backgrounds on it. So we're like,
oh, wow.
Okay. That's something, right?
Sure.
So, and in October, they, when we were having breakfast at the Pancake Pantry on our fall break there, and Curb Records called me and said, we're doing it. We need your information. How do you spell your name?
Uh-huh. How many zeros would you like on that check?
Yeah. there's so much to the story, but, you know, eventually they put it out on the greatest hits with all the other smashes that he had and put a video out. It played on most of the big stations. That's the only catch to it, is it didn't quite crack the top 40. So
yeah,
but
it's, you know what, as anyone that's been here for a while knows, it was your first major artist cut.
There's nothing like it.
That's a big deal.
That's awesome.
It was a dream.
Yeah.
I mean, when Walker called me and told me he'd cut it, I hit the ground.
Sure.
I was in the backyard raking leaves and just bawled my eyes out.
Yeah.
I mean, it was cool.
That's fantastic.
I would probably do that if mine ever cracked the top million. So
first off, you don't rake leaves.
Yeah, that's true. I got a leaf blower. Yeah. That's right. Okay.
So we got the whole experience of hearing it on the radio for the first time. And
that's awesome. And were you when you first heard it, like actually on the radio?
The radio, it was a station in Kentucky coming back from, was it Easter break? No, I don't remember when it was, but we were coming back from Illinois.
Uh-huh.
And it played on there. And then...
It caught you by surprise?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Just craziness.
Everybody cranked it up, starts singing along.
We have a little video. If you want to YouTube it, it's on
there. All right.
So, and then my hometown station is WLLR, is a big station, mm-hmm. and they played the heck out of it and did all they could for it. And just one of those things, like a catch-22, where certain stations have more weight, and some stations don't. And like everybody played it except the couple that needed to play it. And
yeah.
It just didn't quite.
It's funny, you don't learn about really that kind of stuff until you have to.
You don't. And when you do get to that point, there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
You know, you just pray and have fun with it.
Isn't it? And I don't know about you, but I've always thought, you know, I'm not even going to worry about the chart. Just the fact that I have that first cut, that'd be so great. Because you hear about writers, just they start to where they're always looking at it. And I'll be darned if, you know... You find yourself always looking at it, right?
Yeah. I looked at it till I couldn't look at it anymore. I mean, it just disappeared one day and that was it. But that wasn't the cool part though. The cool part was just being able to say it happened. And Rodney's such a great guy. I got to meet him and we wrote some songs and just a good guy, you know, that's a bonus.
That's fantastic.
To have that. Walker's a great co-writer and Zavitz and folks that helped with it, pitched it. Curb Records. The whole process was just amazing.
Something that Roxy talked about, and I think that I'd like to bring this up with you because there's always people coming into town and you know, with their initial, I'm going to be a hit in 3 months type of mentality.
I try to tell them just to go back home.
Yeah, really?
Because really, we don't need more competition.
Right, right. They never listen.
They don't listen.
Yeah.
But talk about that the class of 2003. I mean, you just kind of find a tribe.
Yeah.
That like Roxy says, those people are still her closest friends and co-writers.
Well, 2003 was maybe the best year ever, just because it was such a trip to have actually made the move. We talked about it for a while, and it was such, you know, it was something we really had to weigh out. Mm-hmm. Then to get here and find out it was even wilder and better than we had ever hoped. A lot of friends, I would say most of the people I met are not here now.
Yeah.
And that's a weird thing, because it makes you go, wow. And there's folks like you guys that are still at it, and that's always a wonderful thing too. So it's a dynamic and a journey that changes. And it's kind of like, maybe like high school, where your high school buddies are mm-hmm. always going to be your buddies.
Right.
It's like that. You know, if I saw any of those people today, well, I'm looking at a few of them now, but if I, you know, it's some of the ones I hadn't seen in a while, it would be like, I'm sure we'd pick right back up.
Yeah, that's true. It really is.
And everybody's got their journey. You know, people move back home to work for whatever reason. So we're in it still.
Let's play a song. You got his CD queued up there, Hino?
Well,
maybe, or we did.
I think we're having some.
All right. Well, let's ask another question then.
All right.
So, what were your first jobs when you came here? Obviously, you know, you had the Sugar Mama, so that's good.
Well,
but
Sugar Mama, man, we were going out and you know, splitting hamburgers and Cokes for the first year, and we decided that. We had a DJ business, a mobile DJ business mm-hmm. back in Illinois, and we decided we better fire that back up. So,
okay.
So we were.
What was your official DJ name?
Well, I'm DJ Ryan.
Oh yeah,
and it's boring.
Huh.
Right?
Wow. Is that like on your business card? I mean, is that like how you market yourself?
Well, I'm not like Scratch Master DJ. Okay.
He's doing weddings.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the bride and groom, Mr.
Hey.
Mr.
Yay!
Yeah.
And here's their first dance, and now they're cutting the cake, and okay, it's time to go. Where's the check?
Where's the check?
All right, well, we got things queued up now, so why don't we play a song?
Why don't we take a break, now looking at our time, and we'll just let people know that this segment was brought to you by our friends at Main Street Productions.
MainStreetProductions.org. Yes.
You know, Roxy was talking about her video. Sometimes, all of a sudden, you need an official music video.
And most people don't have, like, a huge bank account to go, you know, do one of these major label productions.
Right.
And that's where the folks at Main Street Productions come in, because they do that kind of quality without that kind of budget. I mean, they're just Fred runs the place. He's amazing. He's a really good photographer. Does feature films. So, yeah. I mean, the equipment that he uses is the same stuff you'd see shooting major feature films. But, you know, he just happens to own it all and knows how to use it. That's the important part.
Yeah, it's not there's not hours of setup time. It's just doing it efficiently and quickly, and not only the filming, which was a great time when we had to do one,
right?
But the turnaround time
was
because I've talked to somebody who's like, you know, I'm still waiting on my video. Yeah, they did it like a month or two ago, and you know, they're still kind of waiting on this. The turnaround time was unbelievable.
It really was. You can find them at MainStreetProductions.org, MainStreetProductions.org. We're going to be back with a whole lot more of our Music Row Showcase with Ryan Bizzari here on the Music Row Show. So come on back.
It's a girl's night out and Amy's on her way. Looks like it's you and the kids and some happy meals. It's been written on the calendar for 2 weeks now. Tonight it's my turn to get out of the house. He wears the pants, but she picks them out. He thinks he's king, but she wears the crown. He calls the shots.
All right, welcome back to the Music Row Show. Music Row Showcase tonight, because we're showcasing some of our favorite.
Hold on.
She rules the rooster.
Oh, there you go. I love
he
that.
He rules the roost, but she rules the rooster.
I like that. We're here with Brian. I've only known him a million years. Ryan Bizzari.
And Shino.
And Shino, yeah. And Scoat over here.
Hey, don't put me into this. I got his name right.
Yeah. Oh, well, you make me nervous. What can I say? But that's a song called He Rules the Roost off of his great CD called If I Was a Song.
And how do people find this the CD, If I Was a Song, Ryan?
Well, I would like to direct them straight to ryanbazzari.com.
You would?
That'd be awesome. It.
How do we spell that last name?
One Z, two R's. R-Y-A-N-B-I-Z-A-R-R-I.
You've said that a few times, haven't you?
Well, everybody wants to put two Z's, and I just, I'm not that weird.
Yeah.
Like, I just want one Z.
Yeah, well, we've established that with the whole DJ conversation earlier. You're not
now,
that.
On a
What's
side
your DJ
note,
name?
Well,
DJ
they want me
Ryan.
To, people want me to change it to DJ Bazzari.
Ooh,
see, that
like
would
it.
Be cool.
See, side note about my name. See, I go to Taco Bell, and I give them my debit card, and they go, oh, dude, is that your real name?
Uh-huh. That's why it's on my debit card.
Can I have my tacos for free? Is that cool?
Wow, well, play us a song, wow. Dude.
Dude, coming at you, DJ Bazzari. Right. What do you guys want to hear?
Play
a song you wrote or co-wrote.
Well, let me do Eat Sleep.
Yeah, come on.
All right, cool.
I can add WSM to the list of radio stations.
Nice.
I think Taylor might join me on this. You going to do it?
Girl, you know I'm a rebel. I fly by my seat. I ain't into looking too far down the street. Ain't never had no schedule hanging on my fridge. If I did, baby, it would look like this. I said eat, sleep, love you, repeat. Pour a little drinking in the mix and I'd be like sweet. It's alright with you. All I wanna do is just eat, sleep, love you, repeat. Hey, whoa, oh, 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 whoa, oh, oh, oh. Might gig a big old frog on a lazy summer night, squeezing some work when that piggy bank gets light. Catch a little football, pick a little six string, long as it don't throw no wrench in my routine. I said eat, sleep, love you, repeat. Pour a little drinking in the mix and I'd be like, sweet, it's all right with you. All I want to do is just eat, sleep, love you, repeat. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. Whoa, oh, oh. To the Dia, little nap in the hammock every now and then. Whoa, a little worm in my tequila. Whoa, little you on my lips. Let's do it again. Say eat, sleep, love you, repeat. Pour a little drinking in the mix, and I'd be like, sweet, it's alright with you. All I wanna do is just eat, sleep, love you, repeat. Sing it with us. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. Whoa, oh, 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 oh. Whoa, oh, 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 oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Woohoo. Eat your heart out.
Taylor,
Bobby
well
Atkins.
Done.
Yeah, very nice.
Thank you.
Now, Taylor, you're 12 years old?
Yes.
Wow. 12 years old, singing like that. Can you believe it? Tell you what.
She's in choir at Thurman Francis, and she does all the harmonies. And when we're going down the road in the car, she's doing harmonies to whatever's on. It's pretty crazy.
Like the news and stuff?
Even the news.
Wow. Yeah. That's talented.
It is.
We got a pile up on I-65. Yeah. Yeah, my kids love singing harmonies to my songs. They just listen to they just like listening to my music all the time. Right, guys?
Yeah.
Right? Hello? Hello?
Crickets.
That's awful
crickets.
Quiet over there. Yeah. That's weird.
That is weird.
That's weird. So now this CD has been around for a few years.
It has.
Talk about the recording process and how do you do demos and stuff? How important do you think it is to have fully fleshed out demos compared to just a acoustic?
Well, I think the demo the definition of a demo has changed since I moved to town in 2003.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean by that?
What I mean by that is maybe in 2003 we would grab like a a digital recorder or a Walkman and just push record and maybe grab like a work tape of whatever we got at the mm-hmm. end of the session. But as of 2017, I'm all geared up with Pro Tools and I'm recording everything I can at my house with whatever talent I bring to the table. Mm-hmm. Maybe my co-writer or my friends bring, maybe even bringing in like a flashy guitar player or a real drummer or something like that. Because on a side note, I mean, Eat Sleep was our work tape, which was recorded with Pro Tools. So it was like a glorified acoustic demo.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a drum loop type of situation or?
It was more of a cajon kind of thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah. Very much stripped down, but Walker's a fine singer. So, I mean, I think the singer should be, you know, you can't
stripped
get
down.
Can't get away. Yes.
Okay.
So anyway, yeah, demo process has evolved. And I'm not so sure that, I mean, in my experience, you may not have to have a fully produced demo necessarily to have mm-hmm. your cut.
Yeah.
I think it's different for everybody at any moment. But
yeah, I guess it's kind of like, what movie was that? All the rules are, there are no rules.
There's
right?
no
but
rules.
That's kind of how, you know, there's so many different ways songs get cut.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I think that it also, like, if you're Bobby Braddock,
yeah,
you can just have a work tape, a real mm-hmm. stripped down work tape, because you're Bobby Braddock, and the publishers are going to give you that benefit of the doubt.
Or Luke Laird, or any one of those folks,
any of those guys. Know, once you've had all the success, yeah. if you're Scott or Hino, I think you need to come in with the best possible recording,
mm-hmm.
just for that. Just to negate the yeah. fact that it's Scott or Hino.
Yeah.
But no, I think seriously.
What, do you have the Nashville Symphony on this? No, what? We're not listening to this.
Oh, well, my. I think if you know, like if you're a signed published writer and you're cranking out songs every day like that, they're not worried about the demo. They're worried about the song.
Yeah.
And it's the relationship. And they know what you're doing and where you're going and where you've been. And if you're somebody that is kind of just coming in off the street with somebody that you may or may not really know well,
mm-hmm.
you should probably step it up.
Yeah.
You know?
Then it is about the demo at that point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, what else do you think has changed drastically in the past 13 years that you've been here, other than the demo process?
Not to go on a dark note. I think opportunities are slimmer. Mm-hmm. I think maybe in 2003, more people were getting opportunities to get pitches and cuts. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, back then even there were album cuts, and now those things don't really exist.
Yeah.
I mean, look at mine. It was a single. I don't know. I mean, that's all Rodney had put out at that moment, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it was part of Greatest Hits, but it wasn't a traditional album with all new songs.
He was looking for one song.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, and maybe that wouldn't be the case if it was 10 years ago, he might've put a new record out or whatever.
See.
But,
yeah.
So I think opportunities are a little slimmer.
Yeah.
An opportunity diet.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to, you know what? We probably have time for one more song if you feel like doing it.
Sure. I write with a Kevin Barton quite a bit.
Okay.
And
No, you can't play anything that you write with Kevin Barton. He and I have a feud going on.
Do you really?
Yeah, he moved far away from me. As soon as I got close to him, he moved.
Yeah.
That's all he's done to you?
He's
had it with him.
Much more.
Kevin, if you're listening, I've had it with you.
Isn't that kind of a familiar thing by now?
No.
Okay.
Nice try. Yeah. No, I love Kevin.
People move whenever you take residence next to him.
There goes the neighborhood.
Yep. Well, can I play this one?
I promise one time. But after this, no more Kevin Barton co-writes.
Well, Dee Briggs was in on this.
Oh, that helps then.
Yeah. Do you guys know Dee?
No, that's why it helps.
Okay. Kevin is a stinger, but I've written quite a few songs with Kevin, and this one I feel like, man, if there was another song I was going to get cut, I would hope that it would be this one, just because I think it's real. And Kevin and I started it, wrote the chorus, kind of got a little stuck with it, and then Dee came in and helped us wash it out, so flush it out. This is for all you people that are dreaming big dreams. It's about not giving up. Pick yourself up and brush the fear off, 'cause you made it too far to turn back.
Remember why you started in the first place. Don't let your mistakes knock you off track. The sun may not be shining where you are right now. Give the world some time to turn itself around. Impossible's for those who won't let their feet leave the ground. Whoever said the sky's the limit gave up too soon. 'Cause there's footprints on the moon. What if those four kids in Liverpool had packed up their guitars and given in? Or the man behind the mouse on the big screen gave up believing in imagination? Sun may not be shining where you are right now. Give the world some time to turn itself around. Impossible's for those who won't let their feet leave the ground. Whoever said the sky's the limit gave up too soon. 'Cause there's footprints on the moon. You can spend a lifetime wondering what could have been, or you can try again. The sun may not be shining where you are right now. Give the world some time to turn itself around. Impossible's for those who won't let their feet leave the ground. Whoever said the sky's the limit gave up too soon. Whoever said the sky's the limit gave up too soon. Whoever said the sky's the limit gave up too soon. 'Cause there's footprints on the moon.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, Ryan Bizzari, thank you so much. Again, your website is RyanBizzari, RyanBizzari.com. Check him out, buy his CDs, and support your songwriters that are out there doing the best they can. And thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott. Heino.
Appreciate it.
And we're going to, Taylor, we're going to move you, and we're going to move Morgan over here to come sit there for a minute. And I, while we're doing that, I will introduce him. Morgan is a fellow Oregonian.
Okay.
That means he does the stuff with the paper, makes the little paper animals.
Oh, right.
Right. Yeah.
I wasn't sure what kind of rolling paper you were talking about.
No. Well, that would work in Oregon too. No, he's a fellow Oregonian, and he and I ran into each other at a writer's night, several years ago. I forget where it was. And we've just become pals, and I don't think we've ever written anything together, have we?
We tried in a hotel room.
That was like a four-person write that was way too many people for me. I don't multitask well.
There was too much wood paneling.
That was a lot of wood paneling.
Yeah,
a lot of wood paneling.
That does put a damper on things, doesn't it?
Yes.
But he is a fellow writer, fellow performer, and also a fellow radio guy. You can hear him. He does a lot of that sports talk stuff. And he's all over Cumulus Radio.
Yeah, grew up Taylor doing harmonizes this. With that too.
Yes. And yeah. I grew up doing this, and like this is like my second home. Like sitting here in front of these RE20s, as you may call them, from
yep.
home. You know, look it up
RE20s,
on Google.
Yeah.
And it's home for me. It's like my second home. Music is my first home. And then radio is this another comfort zone for me. So thanks.
And
for
then that trailer home. Down by the river is
yeah.
your third home.
Yeah. Well,
government cheese is
right.
You really know how to pick them. Yeah.
Morgan Alexander, we're glad you're here. Welcome to the Music Row Showcase.
Thank you.
Happy you're here. And I know I'm not. Yeah. I'm not going to go right to break. I'm
yeah, I was going to say
a question.
Yeah, okay. Well, Morgan.
Yes.
Tell us about when you first came to Nashville. What was it that made you decide to come here?
I was on vacation. I was actually helping a friend move to Nashville, and I was going to go back home. I had a plane ticket and never went back home. So 7 years ago is when I arrived here, and And that's basically where
so
I'm
where
at
were
now.
You where were you coming from?
I was living in Oregon.
Okay.
And I had just started a band, of all things. I told the guys, I said, hey, practice a little bit. I'll be back in a couple weeks. Sure enough, I texted him. I said, hey, I'm not coming back. I'm staying here in Nashville.
And they're still practicing to this day.
They are.
No, they're touring. They got a band called Morgan Sucks. We Hate Morgan.
I think I've heard of those.
Great guys.
So that's a crazy story. So you came here for vacation.
Yeah.
And what happened on that trip that made you say, I'm staying?
Man, a lot of stuff. I met some people initially. I went to the Bluebird the very first night I was in town.
Yeah.
And I got to see the Monday night round. I got to stand in line. And I met a guy that he's still a good friend of mine. He's a successful rock musician, Nick Britt. And Black Market Research, I'll shout out to them guys because they're talented. And when I met him, he just instantly became friends with me, asked me to come play a writer's round. Next thing you know, I'm hooked. You know, I'm here. And then there's a whole story behind this. This is a mini series that we'd have to go into.
Wow.
But the reason I'm here is so multifaceted. You know, I have two babies now. You know, I've had a life for the last 7 years that I never had, you know, in the previous years. I won't say how many, but I've had a life before, and now I've had an even more incredible life here in Nashville.
I get that. Yeah.
Most excellent. Well, we got lots more to talk about. We're going to hear some songs. You're listening to the Music Row Show. This is the Music Row Show Case, and that's Morgan Alexander. We're going to take a quick break and be back with more.
And now back to the Music Row Show.
All right, and we're back. I tell you what, technology is a wonderful thing. We are here with the great Morgan Alexander. You're listening to the Music Row Show. This is our first ever Music Row Showcase.
Can you tell?
So while we've done this radio thing for 10 years, we're herding a lot of cats here.
Yeah, it's so different that the CD player doesn't work.
I know.
Which is crazy.
I know. But what we're going to do is we're going to ask Morgan to play us a song. And your website is?
MorganAlexanderMusic.com.
MorganAlexanderMusic.com.
Not to be confused with Morgan Alexander Painting. Completely different website.
Or just MorganAlexander.com, some lawyer that doesn't even use the website.
Don't you hate that?
Oh, man.
There's a Hino that has Hino.com, and he has pictures of his cats and stuff on there. It's like, dude!
But cats kill on the internet, so.
That's
not
true.
Not that I have anything against cats, but.
You shouldn't. You have a hotel for them.
Yeah.
Play us a song.
Anyway, Morgan.
This is a song that it's actually being sent around, hopefully the world, but right now just a few places across the United States. Off my latest EP. It's called Breaking My Heart. It goes like this. I'm chasing your dark dream field. Come get me eyes. It's another 5 a.m. in Malibu. We've been up all night. Just laughing about everything and loving like it wasn't right. You can drop a beat on my heart, let's dance one more time. And take me around the world, don't let me stop. Never let me fall, if I do you know I'm falling for you too. You the one that saved me, you pulled me from the fire. Little double shot, whiskey vixen, fixing to be breaking my heart. You're breaking my heart. And I never believed true love could happen at first sight. But you changed my tune as soon as you walked in the door that night. You had us laughing about everything and loving like it wasn't right. So drop a beat on your heart, let's dance one last time. And take me around the world, don't let me stop, never let me fall. If I do, you know I'm falling for you too. You the one that saved me,
You pulled me from the fire, little double shot. Whiskey vixen fixing to be breaking my heart. Whoa, please don't you break my heart. This is my heart. Now just take it round the world. Don't let me stop. Never let me fall. But if I do, you know I'm falling for you, the one that saved me. You pulled me from the fire, little double shot. Whiskey vixen fixing to be breaking. Just take me round the world. Don't let me stop. Never let me fall, but if I do, you know I'm falling for you, the one that saved me. You pulled me from the fire, little double shot. Whiskey vixen fixing to be breaking my heart. That's my heart. Don't go breaking my heart. You got my heart. Chasing your dark dream field, come get me eyes. It's another 5 a.m. in Malibu. I've been up all night, yeah, all night.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Wow.
Thank you.
Woo! Very, very nice. I think we. I need to recover. We need to take a quick break.
Oh, oh my.
Oh my. I've got vapors.
need a mint julep.
That's what I need right now. Hey, that was Morgan Alexander, and we're going to be back in just a few minutes here on the Music Row Show, so come on back.
Come on, got that atmosphere to come on the dip. Your toes in this sand and you'll understand. When you feel, can you feel?
All right, welcome back to the Music Row Show. We're doing our Music Row Showcase, our first ever. We're bringing in songwriters that we just think are amazing, and that's Morgan Alexander. That's a tune off of his EP, and that song's called Exuma.
Yeah, just like the little island down there they have in the Bahamas where the pigs
I wasn't sure if it was eczema or exuma.
It's eczema. It's about a skin condition.
Dry skin.
Ooh, ooh, itching all around me now.
Yeah. Yeah. And so many dermatology people have been like, hey, we'll sponsor you.
Love right. that. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
You
I
can
mean,
just change your accent.
Yeah, those pharmaceutical companies got money to spend.
Morgan Alexander's tour is sponsored by Desitin, and we're excited about that. You know, why don't you go ahead and just play that song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you got to tell us, you want to tell us what a junkanoo is before or after the song?
I'll tell you right now. And first and foremost, I wanted to mention this. I'm playing tomorrow night here in town for the first time. I'm excited at the Family Wash, 8 o'clock.
We've
got a great opener. You definitely got to check it out. Go to MorganAlexanderMusic.com. Me and my band playing tomorrow night.
You have a band?
I have a band.
Nice.
So,
not the one from Corvallis.
No. I found a new. They're great guys and very talented, very blessed, you know, to find, you know, like we were talking about, musicians that are just so talented. So. If you're in the area, please come see that show. It'll be a lot of fun. And this song, Exuma, talking about the Junkanoo. Junkanoo is kind of this rhythmic marching band that goes around. They get like these barrel drums and turn them into like physical drums.
Right,
came around.
Right.
Horns, trombones, trumpets, marching around through like the streets of Exuma, for instance. We played this festival down there, and all of a sudden this Junkanoo band comes marching in and people are just dancing around. It feels like Mardi Gras is going on, and it's all over the Bahamas. It's an incredible experience.
I've never
experience.
Heard of that, but yeah. Now I want to see it.
Definitely. And just ask anybody, hey, where can I see the Junkanoo if you're heading down there during January? And they'll show you. It's a good time. But this is Exuma, not eczema. And it goes like this.
Let's take a trip to Bahama. I wanna see you, pretty mama. Show you the ocean that's the color of your eyes. And when these stars fall down, we'll be sipping by a bonfire. with the moon that makes you feel that desire to dance to the waves crashing to the beat from a different drum. It makes you sing and it goes boom, boom, baby, I love it here. Whoa, oh, Exuma got that atmosphere. Now come on, dip your toes in this sand. You'll understand when you feel, can you feel that boom, boom coming from the Junkanoo? Whoa, oh, baby, show me now just what you do. And the feet start dancing like never before. Lord, I want to stay just one more night right here. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Ooh, maybe then we'll slide into a motorboat. We could take a trip where those pigs float. Yeah, snorkel like Urkel while we're swimming with some turtles in an Emerald Bay. And the fishes start singing, boom, boom, baby, I love it here. Whoa-oh, Exuma got that atmosphere. So come on, dip your toes in this sand. You'll understand when you feel, can you feel that boom, boom coming from the Junkanoo? Whoa-oh, baby, show me now just what you do. And feet start dancing like never before. Lord, I want to stay just one more night right here. Whoa-oh-oh-oh. Now, whoa, won't you stay on? Ooh, just a little bit longer with me. And darling, I'll sing. It goes boom, boom, yeah, baby, I love it here. Ooh, ooh, the Music Row Show got that atmosphere. Come on, dip your toes in this sand. You'll understand when you feel, can you feel that boom, boom, boom is coming from the Junkanoo. Ooh, ooh, better show me now what you do. And the feet start dancing like never before. Lord, I want to stay just one more night right here. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You should give me one more night right here. Oh Lord, I want to stay just one more night right here.
Yeah.
Woo! Morgan Alexander, morganalexandermusic.com. You're Man. Playing tomorrow night at the Family Wash, 8 o'clock.
Yep, and a big tour all over the country coming up this year starting February 1st. So
Morgan, where are you going?
Chicago, February 1st, Detroit, February 2nd, be in the Petoskey, the 3rd and the 4th, Ludington, Michigan, down in New Orleans at the end of February, Florida, Oregon, I'll be back home in just 2 weeks, in fact. So that's
nice.
Awesome.
Wow. Yeah. Most people go to warm places in the winter.
Yeah.
What was the thinking there?
I got Vegas and Palm Springs last week, so I'm okay.
You've got it stocked up.
Yeah,
okay, gotcha.
He did it.
Gotcha.
And it's actually smart because everybody wants to get those gigs in the winter.
Sure.
In the Key West and all of that.
Yeah.
Who wants to go to Michigan in
February? Key West to Michigan is what
there
I'm
there you go. Yeah. Yeah. Morgan Alexander goes.
Brilliant. Brilliant. We should also mention
and Roxy's
that Roxy has a show on Wednesday at what hotel?
Wednesday's at the Nashville Airport Hotel.
Every Wednesday.
At the Nashville Airport Hotel at what time?
5 to 9.
That's a long
set. You should go see her. And Ryan's playing at the Bluebird, but he doesn't know when.
You
so
know,
just
show up at the Bluebird.
Oh, he got
oh, now
it.
He knows. Now he knows.
February 19th. We're there February 18th.
We're going to warm the place up for you.
That's right. That's right. Well, very, very cool. And let's see. You have about a minute. What is the, after 7 years in town, what's your advice for someone that just comes to town?
Grind. Start grinding, start writing, start meeting people that you want to write with and build those relationships in this town, because you won't get through the 7 years without having friends and being a part of a community. That's what these songwriters are. We lift each other up. I mean, you can go anywhere any night and feel like, man, you got a breath of fresh air tonight, because there's just so many talented people.
There really are.
And so it's a blessing to be here. It's a blessing to be in this room tonight with you know, Ryan and Roxy and you guys, of course. So thank you so much. And if you like the music, please just check out morganalexandermusic.com.
Boy, he's good at this.
Yeah.
He was watching the clock too.
Knows. He's looking at it.
I'll tell you,
we should try that sometime.
If you're out in East Tennessee, I'm playing Friday and Saturday in Townsend.
Wow.
Yeah, that's with Mark Allen Barnett and Karen E. Reynolds. So you should come out and be part of that.
That's right. We got a couple shows coming up. We got the Bluebird, of course, and we're playing in beautiful Lafayette.
Lafayette, Tennessee.
Yeah.
On the 23rd, I believe.
23rd. That's going to be amazing. So if you happen to be in Lafayette.
That's 23rd yeah. of February.
You just happen to be in Lafayette. Come out and see us. But hey, in the meantime, go to themusicrowshow.com and you can check us out there. And we'll look forward to seeing you next week. On the Music Row Show, we're
going to go to RyanBazzari.com, go to RoxyRandall.com, go to KurtFortmeyer.com, and go to MorganAlexanderMusic.com.
That's a lot of .coms. You're going to be busy.
Yeah.
You're going to get writer's cramp from typing all that. But we'll see you next week on the Music Row Show. Until we meet again, go write something.